The scripture reading for this morning is from Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, and of Samson and Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these, all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Text for the preaching this morning can be found in verse 28. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Let's pray together. Lord, that we might receive the spirit of supplication and prayer. Only by thee and through thee and unto thee, that all things of thy kingdom are, they are a gift to be given. They are grace to receive grace. It's all out of thee and nothing out of us. Thou hast made a way outside of man that ungodly might live in thy presence. As the oldest substance, the only way, truth and life of thy people, that we might look unto him this morning, as though we were with him. Thou hast said, I will eat and drink it newly with thee in heaven. And so, Lord, we pray that this morning might be a foretaste, a presence of heavenly presence in Christ through the Holy Spirit. Our Lord, we ask much, but less can please thee and can please our soul. There's only one pleasing sacrifice, one pleasing service, one pleasing son, and it's thy son. But it's said in thy word, a son is given unto thee, a child is born. It's not only the son of thee thou hast given thy son to be the son of man, the firstborn of the whole creation, the head of the church, the prophet, the priest, and the king. To him might be the glory, Lord, this morning, that we might be lifted up out of our dross, out of our dirt, and put up on our rock this morning, that we might go on struggling in the world, and yet being victorious by faith. Always a strife, and yet victorious. Always attacked, and yet in a high place, a resting place, in thee with thee. O Lord, we pray that our sins might be a remorse unto us, that this morning we might eat the lamb with bitter thirst. Oh, it is bitter to have sinned again. Oh, it is bitter to have sinned against thee in Christ. Oh, it is bitter that we couldn't be awake for an hour, that we couldn't watch, that we fell in so many sins and temptations. But, oh, Lord, look upon us in thy son, that we might taste this morning that thou art good and thy goodness is as high as the heavens. That thou hast taken away our sins, and I am speaking of for thy people, and throw it behind thy back, never to look any more than thee. Ah, Lord, that free salvation. That free salvation. We didn't touch it with a thing, and yet we got it in the hands of heaven. What a wonder. That he might be lifted up, as the only righteous is in form. Remember thy people to come, and those who don't know thy holy strength, that the table might be a holy table for thy people. Remember the least of thy people, a sighing and crying sin, that cannot do without thee anymore. Our Lord, draw him, pull him, with cords of mercy, carry him, if he has no feet or shoes, that he might sit and eat and be satisfied. Remember those who couldn't come, because of sickness, done over everything. Our Lord, remember us. And be with us. We thank thee in the midst of this congregation, that thou hast been in the midst of us by the installation of mine. Ah, we have seen that he had to be is silent, and thou would work and fight for him. Lord, give him that grace, not to touch anything, but bring everything unto thee, that thou might work it out for thee. Remember that poor church, small in number, holy Bible, and extended in number, that the reformed doctrine, that are the most pure doctrines out of the Scriptures, might be found in Quebec, also in the United States, Canada, and the Netherlands, all over the world. O Lord, that we might be in our lives a living example of godliness. Out of Christ, out of Christ, by love, forgive our sins, Lord, and look upon us this morning. We can preach, we can listen, We can't administer the Lord's table properly, but, O Lord, take our weakness and make it thy strength for Jesus. Amen. By faith. Or through faith as a means. Faith is not a goal, but a means. And what is it, faith? Then, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith makes things hoped for real. And the evidence of things not seen is the proof. And the soul, because God gave witness, that there is evidence of the things not seen. Not seen, remember what I'm saying. Not experienced by human sense, but only by a free gift of God. That we always want to experience it by human sense, but by faith. And there will be evidence of things not seen. Oh, the whole world might testify against it. Your friend might say it's not true. Your own heart might lay a blame upon you. But faith overcomes the world by faith. Now what happened, congregation, in 28? Through faith he kept the Passover. Passover means pass by. What would pass by? The angel of wrath. To kill the firstborn. Surely, the firstborn is the substitute for the whole family. The firstborn is the substitute for the nation. So by killing the firstborn, it was meant the whole nation was under the law, and every mouth should be stopped, for the whole world had sinned against God, the firstborn, and he had to die, not only of the Egypt, also of Israel, for we're all in the same judgment. Don't think you're better than the world, you're not. And the world is not better than the church in itself. In it. We're all under the same judgment, you and he. And the firstborn had to be killed, then fled. And then the Lord gave away. He said, not your son, my son. The lamb. Take him in house for 3 days, love him. The children played with him. They cared for it. They loved it. Isn't it hard, children, let me make plain, to kill your own rabbit and eat it? No one does. But the Lord says, take the lamb 3 days in your home and kill it. Your lamb. Your beloved Lord Jesus. And kill it. Not your son, not the firstborn, but my son, my firstborn. And when the blood is poured, take a brush out of hyssop, the scarlet, and brush, paint the posts of the door, not the floor, that you would tread it. Side post, top post, side post. And when the angel of wrath comes, he will pass by. What? Seeing you're such an neat Christian, you're not. There's not what he's looking for. Seeing you're such a faithful believer, no. No one could come to the Lord. Seeing you're such a well-known scholar in the Scripture. Many Pharisees, well-known scholars, are perishing now. Looking to the blood of Jesus. apply to the soul of God. Now, dear congregation, there are two aspects of redemption. That's the first aspect, is the aspect unto God. God needed to be redeemed, needed to be reconciled. And I say the Lord needed a price. And the price is the blood, that's the death of His Son. That could only satisfy His righteous requirements. Because since we left paradise, He said, because you have sinned, you must die. Three deaths. Spiritual, temporal, and eternal. And God wants grace, but He wants to be satisfied in His righteous judgment too. And when He has seen the blood, the payment, the price, the ultimate and total price, He will pass by your soul, not looking behind your doors. I've said it before many a time here. Not looking behind your doors. Do you know what the Bible says? Go into your inner closet until the wrath of God has been passed by. The wrath of God will come and He will enter into your doors if there is not blood to the posts of your heart. Supplied by a true faith. There you have it. By faith we have the Passover and sprinkling of the blood. By faith, He sacrificed the Lamb, knowing that God would be satisfied in His righteous requirements. Righteous requirements, O congregation, that this morning we might shelter behind the blood of Jesus. By faith, all the wicked. Is not this table speaking about the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus? For those who can't pay. For those who are not worthy to sit. For those who are full of shame. For those who have spoiled their lives. For those who have murmured against the Lord this week. Are there some who murmured against the Lord? Oh, that you might shelter behind the posts, stricken with blood. The blood of our precious Savior. By faith, taking shelter into His wings, into His heart, into His mercy, behind His righteousness, behind the blood of the Savior. My dear congregation, I had a desire this night to shelter a bit. Oh, to shelter eternally, behind the blood of Jesus. I had such a desire. With all my sin, with all my misuse, with all my unbelief, with all my shame to shove behind the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. I've said there are two things in the way of reconciliation and redemption that first depart towards God. You know that even in the normal sacrifices, the blood had to be sprinkled upon the altar and upon the earth. You know that? Two sprinklers, eh? Not one sprinkler. Some people always speak about a one sprinkler towards God, what we need. But it has to be sprinkled upon, I said, the post of the door that God would look. There's a second part in reconciliation and redemption. And you know what they had to do at the evening? They had to eat the lamb. A lamb for hours. After they had killed it. And they had to eat the lamb. No legs broken. But you had to eat the lamb. Family wants. Take up the loins, ready to leave for heaven. Through the desert to Canaan. Eat the lamb. Therefore the Lord Jesus said, I won't eat this until I drink the cup that you do in heaven. Take of the light. Ready to travel. Where? Through the desert of heaven. We have no cannon here. We're going through the desert. That's what you can read in Hebrews 12, to sojourn us and strangers on earth. Looking for a city. This city of God. Even it's wonderful. The glorious thing is God. Thing for the glorious person is Christ. And what a glorious thing and work is to be done. What a glorious God, glorifying work. And now the second thing, congregation, a soul comforting work. For it's not only satisfying God. That's first of all. But Christ is satisfying the soul. When they eat and drink and be satisfied. Satisfied with the Lamb. Nothing else. Nothing more. Hear me? Nothing else. Nothing more. Seek my life outside of myself, says the form, in Christ Jesus. But being made a partaker and congregation, a marriage, is a wonderful bond and good. But you always stay to be two. Innocent. You die by yourself. And you can't die together. A day of marriage will bring a day of mourning. When your marriage will be apart. And you know. But the marriage with the Lord Jesus will be never untied. Never disowned. Because thy people eat and drink. You understand? He in me and I in him. Through the Spirit of God. Abide in me and I in you. To pray in the Spirit. To double connection. Him. Faith is a gift to receive of God. And the Spirit that God gives in your soul to tie to him. Double bound. Double connection. But then in. Eat and drink. Unless you eat and drink my body. Eat my body and drink my blood. You have no life within yourself. So only the death of Christ can give the divine life in the soul. And that can only satisfy all your desires. All your lusts. All your pleasure. Can satisfy the desires of your soul, O child of God. Only one thing have I asked. Therefore I long to be in the house of the Lord. Where? To see the beauty of the Lamb. The beauty of God. He is a son and a sheep. My dear congregation, there will be such a union not to be dissolved no more. Some have said Christ gave life. That's right. But it's proper to say it's deep. Do you understand me? He is my life. I die. And what I live by the faith of Jesus. I am the life, the truth, the way, the life. no life without you. May I ask, is Christ Jesus in you? Have you tasted? Has there been a day that your soul was satisfied? That there was such a peace, such a love, that the world couldn't satisfy it, that the things of the world had no value, that the Lord Jesus had all the value, all the glory, all the peace. It satisfied the Father. But you know, in the Old Testament, a sacrifice had to satisfy the sinner. And if it satisfies the Father, and if it satisfies the Son, there is peace. Hear him, says the Father, in whom is all my faith. So two aspects this morning. Shelter behind the blood, people of God. With your ruined life. With the promises you didn't make and didn't make. With your many fallings and unfaithfulness. With your weak faith. With your unholiness in heart. I said to you sometimes, I'm afraid my heart is a cage of dirty birds. Do you know that cage? And I'm afraid sometime one of the birds will fly out and I can't control. Do you know what it is? Come then with your dirty cage to shelter behind the blood, O child. Oh, poor who are too weak to go and too lazy. No, Pastor, it is not for lazy people. Then you don't know the Song of Songs, you know. The bride was lazy on the back. And the Lord put oil on the knob of the door. Mercy. Love grew on that. Because he loved her first. Oh, congregation, such a union. Such a communion. And that's the third. A lamb for our child. Little children. Young people. But old people. Same grace. Same need. The same glorious Savior, the same righteous, the same Lamb. And if you're partaker of one, how can you be divine? There's one faith, one hope, one love. And if we are partaker of one, how can we be divine? And we ask the next question. How? Communion means coming together to one. Psalm 133. See, the brethren living together, our love. There is shining love like a sun in God, the light of the city. O congregation, and by faith, he kept the Passover. Most, the lawgiver, is also the Christ preacher. And he kept the Passover. And the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Oh, he won't touch them. He won't touch them. Keep it behind the wall. In the house of the Lord, the temple of God, and who is the temple? Jesus Christ. The only temple, the only sacrifice the only high priest, the only prophet to teach, the only king to rule, Christ Jesus and Him crucified, congregation, by faith. You know what it means. This is only be given to believe, to true believe. You can't come without faith. You can't keep the Passover without a true faith in Him. What do you not mean by faith? That you believe. Might be a little faith. That He died for your sin. That He redeemed you from the wrath of God. That He is your life. Oh, it might be weak. Might be attacked. Might be attacked so much. Dear congregation, this through faith. He kept the Lord's Supper. He kept the Lord's Supper. Through faith. That I don't dare to say that I am dead. I am reminded, he who believes, Christ is precious. Is Christ precious? More than hope and more than sin. It's for beggars with more who have no righteousness in themselves, but condemned by Moses the law. And now Moses is pointing to the Lamb, and he says, take the Lamb whom you love, whom you pierced, whom died. That you might shelter under His wings covered with blood. Satisfy the righteous requires. I have one question there. If He would pass you by, look into yourself and think yourself. I deserve. But look into the Lord Jesus, what we can say. That He deserves it not. That thou wilt pass me by when I shelter under it. You know what faith? I didn't do it. And I can't do it. He did it. Let Him have the glory forever and ever. Amen. Beloved in the Lord Jesus, now we need a forum for the administration of the Lord's Supper. Attend to the words of the institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ as they are delivered by the Holy Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:23-29. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. And after the same manner also He took the cup. And when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in the remembrance of Me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That we may now celebrate the Lord's Supper, to our comfort it's above all things necessary, first, rightly to examine ourselves, secondly, to direct it to that end of which Christ, for which Christ has ordained and instituted the same, namely, to His remembrance. The true examination of ourselves consists of these three parts. First, that everyone consider by himself his sins and the curse due to him, for them to the end that they may abhor, and humble himself before God, considering that the wrath of God against sin is so great, that rather than it should go unpunished, punished, he has punished the same in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, with the bitter and shameful death of the cross. Secondly, that everyone examine his own heart whether he does believe this faithful promise of God, that all his sins are forgiven him only for the sake of the passion and death of Jesus Christ, and that the perfect righteousness of Christ, imputed and freely given him as his own, yea, so perfectly as if he had satisfied in his own person for all his sins, and has fulfilled all righteousness. 30. That everyone examine his own conscience, whether he purposed henceforth to show true thankfulness to God in his whole life, and to walk uprightly before him, and also, as also, whether he has laid aside unfeignedly all enmity, hatred, and envy, and does firmly resolve henceforth to walk in true love and peace with his neighbor. All those then who are thus disposed, God will certainly receive in mercy and count them worthy partakers of the table of his Son Jesus Christ. On the contrary, those who do not feel this testimony in their heart, eat and drink judgment to themselves. Therefore, we also, according to the command of Christ and the Apostle Paul, admonish all those who are defiled with the following sins to keep themselves from the table of the Lord, and declare to them that they have no part in the kingdom of Christ, such as idolaters, all those who invoke deceased saints, angels, or other creatures, all those who worship images, all enchanted, diviners, charmers, and those who confide in such enchantments, all these despisers of God and of his word, of the holy sacraments, all blasphemers, all those who are given to raise discord, sect, and mutiny in church or in state, all perjured persons, all those who are disobedient to their parents, the superiors, all murderers, contentious persons, and those who live in hatred and envy against their neighbors and all adulterers, warmongers, drunkards, thieves, usurers, robbers, chemists, covetous, and all who lead offensive life. All these, while they continue in such sins, shall abstain from the meat which Christ has ordained only for the faithful, lest their judgment and condemnation be made the heavier. But this is not designed, dearly beloved brethren and sisters in the Lord, to deject the contrite hearts of the faithful. As if none might come to the supper of the Lord, but those who are without sin. For we do not come to this supper to testify thereby that we are perfect and righteous in ourselves, but on the contrary, considering that we seek our life out of ourselves, in Christ Jesus. We acknowledge that we live in the midst of death. Therefore, notwithstanding we feel many infirmities and miseries in ourselves, as namely that we have not a perfect faith, and that we don't give ourselves to serve God with that zeal as we are bound, but have daily to strive with the weakness of our faith, the evil lusts of our flesh. Yet since we are, by grace of the Holy Spirit, sorry for these weaknesses, and earnestly desirous to fight against our unbelief, and to live according to all the commandments of God, therefore you rest assured that no sin nor infirmity which still remaineth against our will in us can hinder us from being received of God in mercy, and for being made worthy partakers of his heavenly meat and drink. Let us now consider also to what end the Lord has instituted this supper. Namely, that we do it in remembrance of him. Now, after this manner are we to remember him by it. First, that we are confidently persuaded in our hearts that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the promises made to our forefathers in the Old Testament, was sent to the Father of the Father into the world, that he assumed our flesh and blood, that he bore for us the wrath of God, in the which we should have perished everlastingly, from the beginning of his incarnation to the end of his life upon earth, and that he has fulfilled for us all obedience to divine law and righteousness, especially when the weight of our sins and the wrath of God pressed out of him the bloody sweat of the garden. For he is bound that we might be free from our sins. That he afterwards suffered innumerable reproaches that we might never be confounded. That he was innocently condemned to death, that we might be acquitted at the judgment seat of God. Yea, that he suffered his blessed body to be nailed to the cross, that he might fix thereon the handwriting of our sins, and has also taken upon himself the curse due to us, that he might fill us with his blessings, and has humbled himself into the deepest reproach, pains of hell, both in body and soul, on the tree of the cross, when he cried out with a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That we might be accepted of God and never be forsaken of him, and finally confirmed with his death and shedding of his blood, the new and eternal testament, that covenant of grace and reconciliation, when he said, it is finished. Secondly, that we might firmly believe that we belong to this covenant of grace, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his last supper, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, is due in remembrance of me. In like manner, also after supper he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many. For the remission of sins, this do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. That is, as often as ye eat of it, this bread, and drink of this cup, you shall thereby, as by a sure remembrance and pledge, be admonished and assured of this my heartly love and faithfulness toward you. That, whereas you should otherwise have suffered eternal death, I have given my body to death, the cross, to shed my blood for you, and as certainly feed and nourish your hungry and thirsty souls with my crucified body, and shed blood to eternal life, as this bread is broken before your eyes, and this cup is given to you, and you eat and drink the same with your mouth in remembrance of me. For the institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see that he directs our faith and trust to his perfect sacrifice, once offered on the cross, as to the only ground and foundation of our salvation, wherein he is become to our hungry and thirsty souls the true meat and drink of life eternal. For by his death he has taken away the cause of our eternal death and misery, namely sin, and obtained for us the quickening spirit, that we by the same who dwelleth in Christ as in the head, and in us as his members, might have true communion with him, and be made partakers of all his blessings, life eternal, righteousness and glory. Besides, that we by the same Spirit may also be united as members of one body in true brotherly love, as the Holy Apostle said, for we being made many, are one bread and one body, for all partakers of that one bread. For as out of many grains one meal is ground, and one bread is baked, and out of many berries being pressed together, one wine flows and mixes itself together, so shall we all, who by a true faith are engrafted into Christ, be all together one body through brotherly love, for Christ's sake, our beloved Savior, who has so exceedingly loved us, and not only showed us in words, but also in very deeds towards one another, here to assist us, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit. Amen. That we may obtain this, let us humble ourselves before God and with true faith implore His grace. O most merciful God and Father, we beseech Thee that Thou wilt be pleased in this supper, in which we celebrate the glorious remembrance of the bitter death of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that we may daily more and more with true confidence give ourselves up unto Thy Son, Jesus Christ, that our afflicted and contrite hearts, through the power of the Holy Ghost, may be fed and comforted with His true body and blood, yea, with Him, true God and man, that only heavenly bread, that we may no longer live in our sins, but He in us, and we in Him. And thus truly be made partakers of the new and everlasting covenant of grace, that we may no doubt that Thou wilt forever be our gracious Father, nevermore imputing our sins unto us, and providing us with all things necessary, as well for the body as the soul, as Thy beloved children and heirs, grant us also Thy grace, that we may take up our cross cheerfully, deny ourselves, confess our Savior, and in all tribulations with uplifted heads expect our Lord Jesus from heaven, where He will make our mortal bodies like unto His most glorious body, and take us unto Him in eternity. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Strengthen us also by His holy Supper in the Catholic and Baptist, whereof we make confession with our mouth and hearts, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. By faith, congregation, Moses and all the children of God keep the Passover, eating and drinking the blood of the Lamb, the body of Christ, with bitter hurt. Listen to what I'm saying with bitter hurt, that you might please keep it bitterly obvious. Eat and drink and be satisfied. to the land of God. All things are ready. Bread to be broken. The body is eat and believe that he broke it. He said, cup blessing, which we bless, is the communion with the blood of the Lord Jesus. Take it and drink it, and believe that His blood covers all your sins. Hosea speak some words. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against him, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. I said that when they had eaten the Passover, they took up the loins of their cloak. They were traveling to a desert. You know what happened in the desert. When they came in the desert, immediately the Egyptians were fighting them. But they walked that way. Faster, not always. No, not always. They were vermin. And yet by faith. You know what's a child in law? They murdered in believers. Shouldn't we eat the lamb with bitter herbs? Shouldn't we drink the blood with bitter sinful pride? For we, oh, in that bitterness it speaks. In that bitterness it draws the tears. Again, they had to travel through that. What that is the purpose? No, it's not. The purpose was that they would serve the Lord. Moses asked them, and he said, let them serve me, serve the Lord. Sinai, Canaan, Sinai, covenant was established again, the law and the altar, the ceremonial law was given and the moral law was given. But the purpose was Canaan, the land of Canaan. Through the desert as a city. But how can we travel, dear friends, brothers and sisters? We can only travel looking to Jesus, who is the beginning of the Alpha and the Omega. And he says, and I've given it once, it seems to be profane almost, but I'm given yet the example. I had to be in the military when we were running for 10 kilometers. I had all kinds of new soldiers. The weapon becomes heavy. You know, the grace I took the weapons of those who couldn't anymore. That's sometimes free. Why do you say, Lord Jesus, to lay aside all your weight? Do you know what it says upon me? And the sin which easily beset. Look unto the author and finisher. There's no help in us, dear friend. Congregation. There's no strength in us. He is the poorer, never been in path where he has not been. Never be a slave where he has not gone through. Never be a stone where he didn't rest. Look at the poor of them. They're going through shame, dying to self. Having no name left over, their one name. The name of Jesus. Therefore, seeing so great a cloud compassed about us, let us say, lay aside every weight that burdeneth you. And the sin, which thus so easily beset, and let us run with patience the race. It's itself before us. Look on me. Thank you. Look on me. Look on me. Look on me. Thank you. Let us give thanks. Almighty and merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast, of thy infinite mercy, given us thy only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins to be our meat and drink unto eternal life, and that thou gavest us lively faith, that while we are made partakers of such great benefits, thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain this holy supper for the confirmation of the saved. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, May 10th, to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, O Lord. There must have been a thought of mercy from eternity that such vile sin corrupted thy name, had this morning a flavor. They were eating and slept, drinking and no meat anymore. O Lord, and now, like we have read already, we must leave this place of life. Sometimes we would like to stay up there. But thou hast said no, eat and drink. Thou hast to do more. Traveling on through the swamps and difficulties of life. Lord, give us an eye. That thou art not only has died, but thou hast risen again. And to thee, the only Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, glory. Lord. Glorious God, glorious me, glorious God, glorious indeed, in all my peace and peace, all my grace and mercy, all my love, Lord Jesus. Thou hast said to have seen me as seen the Father, therefore, O Father, in Christ and in Jesus, all my peace. O Holy Spirit, thou applier of the truth, of that grace in the Lord Jesus, grant us that peace and patience to look unto thee and to walk in strife of life and to have. Lord, extend the number that our young people might be touched and those who couldn't come and weep. Who couldn't come and weep. Once might be comforted in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we thank you. Give me the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.